Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 30th. You'll be interested to know. 87 years ago, today, in 1938, a radio dramatization of The War of the Worlds was presented in a realistic news bulletin style and famously convinced many listeners they were hearing an actual alien invasion. That broadcast showcased the power of radio storytelling to stir public imagination and led to new conversations about media responsibility and the influence of mass entertainment. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 45 degrees with 6 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:37, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:16. It looks like we're in for some cloudy weather today, with a chance of rain showers and a high near 59, along with an easterly wind blowing at 6 to 14, gusting up to 26. Tonight, expect rain showers and patchy fog, with a low around 53, and an easterly wind at 10 to 14, gusting as high as 30. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 6:15, with a low tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will bring rain showers, patchy fog, and a high near 62. With a south wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts as high as 33. The rain tapers to a slight chance Friday night with lows near 44 and west winds near 15 miles per hour. Then Saturday and Sunday turn mostly sunny with highs falling into the mid-50s and breezy west winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, starting Wednesday, new pay transparency rules take effect in Massachusetts, requiring employers to include wage or salary ranges in job listings. Workers can now request the pay range for their current jobs, which aims to close wage gaps, especially for women and people of color, according to State Senator Pat Gelin. In Boston, Mayor Michelle Wu announced initiatives for Boston Public Schools, including a Wicked Math program and expanded after-school offerings. Meanwhile, the local Jamaican community is mobilizing to support residents affected by Hurricane Melissa, which devastated Jamaica as a Category 5 storm. For those with health insurance questions, a panel of experts will be available to help during the 1 o'clock hour today. Now on to sports. Haynes King, the quarterback for Georgia Tech, is gaining recognition as one of the toughest players in college football. Last year, he played against Georgia despite a right shoulder injury that caused him immense pain. Miraculously, just days before the game, he was able to throw deep passes. Head coach Brent Key noted that King has an innately high pain tolerance and can block out pain. In a remarkable performance, King threw for 303 yards and ran for 3 touchdowns, despite the Jackets' loss in 8 overtimes. His determination has led Georgia Tech to an 8-0 record and a number 7 ranking in the Associated Press poll. In local sports, the Bruins recovered after a lackluster first period, rallying to defeat the New York Islanders 5-2 at TD Garden on Tuesday night. The comeback featured 5 unanswered goals, including 2 power play goals and a solid performance of 33 saves from Junas Corposalo. Despite a rocky start, the Bruins found their rhythm, with Pavel Zacha setting up Elias Lindholm for a one-timer, followed by David Pastrnak tying the game. Morgan Geekie added a power play goal, and Fraser Minton sealed the win with an empty netter. The Bruins face the Buffalo Sabres at 7 o'clock tonight at TD Garden. In top news, Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Cuba early Wednesday as a Category 3 storm after devastating western Jamaica on Tuesday. Melissa struck near Chivirico, Cuba, with wind speeds of 125 miles per hour at 3 a.m. and is now a Category 2 storm with maximum winds of 100 miles per hour. The storm is moving northeast, expected to reach Bermuda by Thursday night. In Jamaica, flooding left 77% of homes without electricity, and the government declared a disaster area. More than 735,000 people were evacuated in Cuba as officials prepared for widespread flooding. In business news, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates at its second consecutive meeting, but Chair Jerome Powell cast doubt on expectations for a further rate cut this year. Powell emphasized that the notion of a cut at the Fed's next gathering in December is far from a certainty. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 erased gains, while the Nasdaq Composite rose to a record high. Powell's comments highlight a growing chorus of officials wary about additional cuts. The Fed will stop reducing its asset portfolio on December 1st, marking a significant shift in policy. Concerns about inflation and job growth continue to complicate the Fed's decisions. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to about $111,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $3,900. And XRP is down 1% to $2.58. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. America only hurts itself by discounting what China has done well. After months of trade tensions, Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet in Korea for a possible agreement. This presents an occasion for the United States to learn from China's rapid technological advancements. China has become a powerhouse, leading in artificial intelligence patents and clean energy technology. To regain its competitive edge, the United States must embrace innovation and absorb talent from China. Excessive competition in China has spurred unique advancements that the U.S. can learn from. Ignoring these lessons may leave America lagging behind. And in entertainment news, Taylor Sheridan, the mastermind behind hits like Tulsa King and Landman, is leaving Paramount after tensions with new chief executive David Ellison's leadership team. Sheridan valued creative freedom at Paramount, but that began to change with Ellison's arrival following the merger with Skydance. Disagreements over project pitches and budget scrutiny prompted Sheridan to sign a 5-year contract with NBC Universal, potentially worth up to $1 billion. While he plans to fulfill his remaining commitments to Paramount, the loss of Sheridan represents a significant challenge for Ellison, especially amid upcoming layoffs. Sheridan's departure highlights the struggle between fostering talent and controlling costs in the entertainment industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Walter Lippmann. And he said, "We're all think alike, no one thinks very much." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.